We are live on Jaguars.com. Welcome to Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick was senior writer for Jaguars.com. John Oger, the Jaguars have a selection, 135 overall. In the fifth round, the second pick of the round, they go Denard Robinson, old shoelace from Michigan, as a Jaguar.
It must be big because my timeline just blew up, right? Is that the indication these days?
Spinning like a slot machine right now, no doubt about it.
And, you know, obviously most people know his story. He was a quarterback at Michigan, very dynamic player, a good friend of mine, the sports information director at Michigan, said he's a great kid. He's a guy who you don't know exactly where he's going to play. He played wide receiver at the Senior Bowl. An athlete, a guy who they think can make an impact as an athlete.
If you go back a little bit in the history on Jaguars.com, go back to our Senior Bowl coverage. We do have some nuggets about Robinson. Had a chance to catch up with him after one of the practices one day. And you're right. I mean, a really special guy from Deerfield Beach. And this is going to be a great selection for the Jags, we think.
Well, and if it's about getting this roster more talent and more guys who can make plays, he would seem to be a fit as a guy who, let's get him in here and figure out what he can do for you.
His last year at Michigan, of course, moved to that role where he didn't play quarterback. They used Devin Gardner instead at Michigan, so they used him more out of the backfield, out to the wide side, in a number of different roles just to get him back in after an injury, put Gardner in at quarterback. So he's versatile. He can play a number of different ways.
And this is neat because I think fans have – since the hiring of Gus and Dave in January, they've wanted to sort of know what these guys are all about. Gus and Dave have each said all weekend, we're about guys who love to play football, who want to compete, who are good football players. If you know anything about this guy, he is that. He'll come in, he'll compete, but most of all, everything you hear about him is that whatever he was going to do in the NFL, he loved to play the game, and he was a guy that you sort of wanted on your team. So in that sense, he sort of fits what's going on, and he gives you a clear idea of where this team's going and sort of what their philosophy is.
A lot of receivers, back-to-back receivers now, with Ace Sanders and now Denard Robinson, if he stays at the receiver spot, of course. All of a sudden, that receiving core getting packed again.
Well, and all of a sudden, you start thinking, and this is purely speculation, maybe this guy can do a little more. Maybe he's a wide receiver who, you know, you run trick plays with. Maybe you have him pass a little bit. He can clearly do that. Yeah. So it's maybe allowing Jed Fish to think outside the box a little more. I don't want to speculate too much because you don't know what that's going to be. But, again, you've got a guy who you may not be sure exactly what he can do, but you're sure he can do something to help you. And with a young franchise that's looking for its identity on and off the field, an interesting selection to say the least.
Denard Robinson, the selection at 135 overall, the second pick of the fifth round for the Jacksonville Jaguars. I think this kind of blindsided both of us, to be honest with you.
Well, you know, it did, because this, frankly, hasn't been the sort of selection this team's made in recent years. And you're not expecting it. And there was no indication it was coming, because the first four picks have been guys who clearly fit a need that they needed right now. I don't know that Denard Robinson does that. I don't know that he doesn't. They probably have something in mind for him that we're not even thinking of. But it's an exciting pick. It certainly turns the third day of the NFL draft into something that we're not sitting around going ho-hum and trying to get lunch.
Right, which we are anyway, sure, trying to get lunch. Right. But we actually have some intrigue today. There's no doubt about that. We're getting the official bios now on Denard Robinson out of Deerfield Beach, Florida, 6 foot, 197-pounder. Of course, stayed through his senior year at Michigan after a fantastic career at Michigan, starting at the quarterback spot where he was – one of the top running quarterbacks, actually dual-threat quarterbacks in all the country, but he had that one season where he was just explosive right out of the box.
And adds athleticism, adds playmaking. It's going to be fascinating over the course of the next few weeks, months, this season, to see how they plan to use this guy. And, you know, we certainly have something to chew on the rest of the weekend, if you will.
I believe so. Are you a little bit surprised there wasn't another move at the top of this round?
You know, not shocked, because they thought that the three positions where they could really move might be number two overall, maybe. Certainly the second round, yeah, and then the fourth round, because those were the times where teams had time to think about it. They said earlier there was conversation with Philadelphia last night, and then the trade went ahead and happened today. on the first pick of the fourth round. So that's sort of the dynamic where you're going to get some movement. I think Gus said it best last night. Yeah, you like to trade back. Yeah, you like to add extra picks. But at the same time, if you've got a guy sitting there that you like, he said, boy, it's awfully hard to move back three or four spots because you don't know if you're going to get that guy. And there is an element to this of if you've got a guy you like and you're really excited about, go ahead and take him. So it sounds like that's what this was. It's sort of easy to see Gus getting excited about a guy like this, isn't it?
Oh, no doubt about that. The guy's energetic probably and right. Certainly loves the game of football and loves to compete.
And that's the thing with all five guys so far. They, you know, absolutely. You hear that they love the game, highly competitive. And, again, they certainly didn't hide the fact that that's what they wanted, and it seems like they've gone out and gotten five guys who fill that.
We are waiting to see if either Caldwell or Bradley will come down to the media center here and have some comments. We're not sure if that's going to happen or not, but certainly with a name like Denard Robinson, you would expect some type of comment at some point. We're live on Jaguars.com. J.P. Shadrick with John Osier after the Jaguars select Denard Robinson out of Michigan. Was a quarterback, moved to wide receiver, labeled as a wide receiver now, and that will likely be the case here in Jacksonville.
Well, I think it's going to be one, when they do come down and talk, it'll be one of the more interesting press conferences we've had of this draft, because there are specific questions. What is this guy? How do you envision him? What role is he going to play? But I think the end game is they may not know exactly what that's going to be right now. So let's find out. Let's get him into camp. Let's spend OTAs and training camp figuring what this guy can do for us. You've taken a roster that everybody thought needed talent, and you've infused some energy and talent into it. Let's see what happens after he gets here.
Good stuff, Johnny. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, JP.
Look for John's writing about Denard Robinson coming up. We'll have more. Stay with us right here on Jaguars.com.